Hello, this is the voice of one witness, and my name is Brenda Brim Kruko, and I'm filling in for Billy Brim. And we have today at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks our prayer leader, Terry Chapman. And you want to say a few words, Sherry?
Oh, it's just great to be here. We're having fun doing this.
Yeah, we are. We
are. Looking forward to the rest of it.
This is new for Terry, so we have some good things to say. We were talking about the temple of the Lord, being the church, the temple of the Lord, individually. The mystery that was hidden from the ages, from all of the apostles and the prophets, was that he was going to have a tabernacle, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yes.
And that revelation did not come until Paul.
Amen.
It is sometimes called the Pauline revelation.
Yes.
And that is Christ in you, Christ in us, his anointing operating in him in everything we do and say.
Yes.
And this is a wonderful place to be. And I'm just going to read a little bit about the role of a priest. Now, we know that Jesus, right now, his role is a high priest.
Yes.
Now, when he comes back again, I'm not talking about for his bride, mm-hmm. the church, but I'm saying when he comes back again, the seventh advent, that's actually when you can see him, mm-hmm. his body, that's in the Mount of Olives. And that will be after the church, 7 years after the church is raptured. When we see him, this will be a king, a role of a king and a priest.
Glory to God.
A king to Israel.
Yes.
But not just a priest. Both, a king and priestly ministry. It says that he was a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
Yes, amen.
So he operates in that priestly role forever, but he's not in his king role right now.
Right.
But when he comes back on those Mount of Olives, he will operate in his king role.
Hallelujah.
In the meantime, we, as his tabernacle, yes. as the body of Christ, we operate for the earth as of him.
Yes.
Oh, the church, if you're familiar with Mother's teaching, she talks about rightly dividing the word and not to put the church in the Old Testament.
Right.
She says you can get scriptures out and you can know God and you can know his personality and you can know his promises, but don't put yourself, especially in end time teaching,
yes,
you'll get all
right.
messed up.
Yes.
But the church had to have a head.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
And that head did not come until the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yes, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, glory to God.
That excites me,
yes,
doesn't it, you, Terry?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Here it says that Brenda was talking about how we're a habitation for God, and it's in Ephesians 2:22. It says, in whom you are being built together for a dwelling place of God. In the spirit. Yes. And so everything we do for him, we do it in him, but we do it as him dwelling in us. Amen.
Yes. It's our mind cannot even fathom it. We can only get it through the person, the Trinity of the Godhead called
yes.
the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes.
That lives inside of us. And
Amen.
That is his presence. It's
yes.
the Holy Spirit dwelling in us.
Yes, amen.
And that he lets us know the things of the head, what he wants.
Yes.
He works it out. And so let me kind of go back to this priest role. And I'm reading out of a book. It's called The Holy Temple of Jerusalem. And it's by Haim Richmond. And we sell this book. We can only get this book from Israel. And we sell it for $30, and it's a very beautiful book. It has pictures, colored pictures, but it will give you an understanding of the priest and being a temple of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And here are some highlights that I like to kind of dwell on, and that's about the word sacrifice. And it said, As it existed in the Holy Bible, the temple functioned on many levels, ethical, moral, philosophical and mystical. We could say spiritual.
Yes.
And in fulfillment of the word of God. For although the idea of the sacrifices may seem difficult for contemporary man to accept, it is a divine commandment. Checking the definition of the word sacrifice in the Webster's Dictionary, we begin to see a gap in our thinking which may explain much of the misunderstanding. In English, the word sacrifice means entirely different. Sacrifice. And it means offering something of a victim, like something killed. But the Hebrew word for sacrifice is korban, and it is the same root as to come near, to approach.
Oh, that's good.
To become closely involved in a relationship with someone.
That's good.
Isn't that
yes,
good?
Yes, oh man.
So that's what we do. It says that we come near because of the blood of Jesus Christ unto
amen.
God. I mean, in prayer, when we pray and we draw near to Him through the blood of Jesus Christ, we draw near to God and our priestly role. And even as priests unto Him, we
amen.
Do. We draw near to Him.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to draw you a little bit more here. When a sinner brought a korban, the offering showed him what he himself deserved. Were God to judge him severely? The sages taught that we are able to have some knowledge of God in His identity through His names or attributes. Throughout the book of Leviticus, God never refers to Himself with the name Elohim in reference to the korban offerings, which denotes the divine attribute of strict justice. This could be misconstrued to indicate that God is vengeful, bloodthirsty deity who demands a sacrifice, but nothing could be further from the truth.
Praise God.
Such imagery is a heathen vision of God, an unforgiving God who accepts the death throes of an animal as a substitute for the forfeited life of a human being. But the only name the Bible attributes with the offerings to God is YHWH, the attribute, and this is what that word means, and they don't pronounce it because it's so holy. They do pronounce it once a year. The attribute of divine love and mercy.
Oh, that's good.
Love
Amen.
And mercy. Because God is the God of love, not the kind of God of punishment.
Yes, amen.
And I'm just thinking of in Hebrews where it says, draw near. Because when we do, you will find help and grace and mercy.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister Wilkerson, she talks a lot about this time about being an intercessor.
Yes.
You know, there's many times, we are all intercessors. We are all called to the ministry of reconciliation, bringing others to Christ.
Amen. Yes.
And she says that in 1 John 5:16, she says, this scripture is a picture of a true intercessor. It says, if any man sees his brother sin a sin, which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he will give him life for them that sin not unto death.
Yes.
And she says, this is a true ministry of a true priest who knows how to enter into the very presence of God. And so enters into the fires of hell.
Yes.
And breaks the power of those flames over his brother.
That's right, yes.
And God will bring him out and give him life.
Yes.
This is the true ministry of the priest.
Amen.
As many that have not sinned unto death, and very few have. There very few have sinned unto death. And he said the true priest has the power and the authority. The authority.
Yes, absolutely.
Far above principalities and powers. The authority to enter into the kingdom of Satan.
Amen.
And say, Satan, this child belongs to God.
That's right.
Let him go.
Amen.
And God will honor your word and he'll give them life.
Yes, he does.
In the mighty name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, praise his holy name. We're not only able to go in boldly to the throne of grace in time of our need.
Yes.
But we find it for others.
Others, absolutely.
Absolutely. And we go there in the very headquarters, which is heavenly Jerusalem.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And
amen.
So, Terry, we have a little bit of time. Share about some times when the Lord uses you in this way.
Oh, my goodness. The Lord, you know, very early in my walk with Him, not knowing much or anything about intercession, but that's how God would use me. And, you know, I have had times when you pray, when you are in intercession for someone going through difficulty, you pick up their infirmities. You feel, you feel and you sense what they're going through. I remember one time I was praying for somebody that was suicidal, and I saw it. You know, the Lord, He shows us things in prayer. And He showed me this person sitting at a table, and he was just so despondent, and he was suicidal. And I carried that in prayer, and I would just see that constantly every time I would intercede. And it went on for several weeks. And then one day came where I found out that this person really was suicidal, that he was going through some difficult things in his life, and he's alive today. He did not commit suicide.
Hallelujah.
And so there are experiences with God in intercession that only come from God.
Yes.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit, see, He's omnipresent. He's a networker.
Yes.
And He placed that on you. You know, He placed that on you, Terry.
Yes.
He looked for a man. It says He looks around to
That's
stand
right.
in the gap
yes.
for somebody. But that was in the Old Testament,
yes.
but He still does that.
Yes,
that's
he
what
does.
We He does.
Yeah.
And He put that on you, and thank God you yielded to it.
Yes.
And you were in a place to hear from Him
yes.
and yield yourself to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Well,
glory
I just thank you guys for joining us today, and we're going to pick up a little bit on this tomorrow. So we want to let you know that we are having a school, and Mother is leading it, and it's the end of day school. And it's $150 a couple and $250 a couple and $150 individual, and then churches $250. And when we say churches, that means all of you can go if you want. If you would rather sign up online, you can do that and watch it from your home. But it's very intense. I mean, get your thinking caps on because you are going to learn, and then you're going to take that information and pray. And I believe that we're going to keep that information up so you can even on the internet where you can go back and listen.
Praise God.
If you would like to contact our ministry, it's Billy Brill Ministries, P.O. 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Our telephone number is 417-336-4877. Tape number 800-972-3447. BillyBrim.org on the internet. Shalom, shalom. We thank you and God bless you. Amen. Glory.